Hi, Adal. How did you think the show went?
Sketchfest. It was Sketchfest
and
in
so
San Francisco. In San Francisco. It was in San Francisco, the live Sketchfest episode. So it's a premium episode.
Okay.
So this is me and you talking people into spending $2.
Right. Oh, they've already spent $2, haven't they?
No, because this is the one that'll go on regular dorkforest.com.
Oh, I see. So they're only hearing us talk about
how great an episode it was.
How great an episode. Well, I wasn't there for it, so you'll have to tell me. How was it?
It was a great episode. It was another live episode. See, the live episodes are,
they're always fun.
They're always fun, and they always cost a couple of bucks. So I'm like, now I'm doing premium episodes.
You don't have to defend it to me.
No.
I'm on board.
You want people to give us $2 as well.
You are my financial ace in the hole.
In the hopes. You live in the hopes that one day this is all going to blow up.
You are my sugar mama.
One day. So until that day, you are my sugar daddy. So, but here's the scoop, though, is it was Andy Kindler and Bobby Tisdale, both comedians.
Comedians, both fun.
Both fun. Both interested in breakfast.
Oh, is that their dorkdom? Breakfast?
Andy Kindler was coffee. Bobby Tisdale was grits, cheesy grits.
Hmm.
Pancakes. And every day he has grits for breakfast.
Every day with grits.
Every day with the grits.
I don't know that I could do that every day.
It feels like a lot, doesn't
it? I like
it?
Grits, but and there's a lot of things you can do with grits.
Yeah, there's other things you could do with grits, like not put salt and cheese on it.
You
can just have it.
But he has it with salt and cheese every day?
I think so.
He doesn't like mix it up a little bit, make
jalapenos or throw in a
fried grits, save it for
grits on a stick. He wants to start a truck called Kiss My Grits or Eat My Grits, I think it is. Eat My Grits.
He wants not as funny as Kiss My Grits.
Well, Kiss My Grits is from that show.
Well, yeah, 9 to 5.
No, that was that that was that movie, Dolly Parton.
Other Dolly Parton show.
Yeah, but it was a TV sitcom, but it wasn't with Dolly Parton. But it was also set in the South.
So I can imagine Dolly Parton saying that.
Sure. Dolly Parton's available to say things about grits. And then Andy Kindler. Who knew Andy Kindler was a coffee snob?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like crazy. It went into like special like bulbs and dripping situations and roasting beans and waiting days. And it's a great episode.
It's a
fantastic. And here's an unforeseen, here's a spoiler. We find out during that episode that Bobby Tisdale is actually married to Andy Kindler's niece.
Did they know that?
They didn't know that going in. Like, I don't think Bobby Tisdale.
Oh my gosh, there was like a giant reveal?
No. They knew it, but they didn't, like, Bobby Tisdale didn't date Andy Kindler's niece. He dated a woman who turned out to be Andy Kindler's niece.
Oh, sure, but it's not like...
And they both do stand-up comedy, so that's the weird.
Right, but it wasn't like on the show they finally realized that they were related.
No. Spoiler alert for people who want to listen to the Dork Forest.
So how did they find out that they were related? Did they find out...
At the wedding.
At the wedding.
I don't know. I don't know that. It's another great question that I should have asked during an episode of The Dork Forest. Where was Andy Kindler? Where was Andy Ashcraft?
It's funny. I always think these initial questions, these like the first thing on my mind is never the first thing on your mind.
It never is. You know, they say that about couples, opposite attracts. They never say that, actually.
They actually do say it,
but I don't think it's actually true. I think you have to have something in common. But clearly, first question is not our commonality.
Right. Somebody was burying the lead.
But if you go to thedorkforest.bandcamp.com, you can listen to the whole episode with Andy Kindler and Bobby Tisdale live at the Punchline at Sketchfest 2015.
Or if you're married to somebody who has access to the episode.
Right. They might allow you to just
listen in.
Or you could get someone to buy it for $2 and then they will just give it to you.
They can give you.
Attainable goal.
You can get those headphones where you can just take one ear out of yours and give it to somebody else.
Wow. Why don't you just, Rangers, just give me $2. It'll be fine. Good day.